At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hello and welcome to episode 276 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. It is a massive day in college basketball. We have 40 games to get down on. We have a huge NBA slate, 9 games tonight, as well as a big NHL day, 10 games across the ice. So seriously, this is like a massive, massive Thirsty Thursday. But before we get after it, guys, OMG, what a night last night. That's two straight good nights for the boys and girls. After a bad beat Monday, we're starting to really catch our groove here as the weather gets better and it's getting sunnier and I can feel March Madness and smell it in the air. What a night in the college hoops arena last night. I'm talking Syracuse money line, UConn, Penn State, St. John's, the Johnny Boys, who were down and came back bigly in the second half. Florida A&M, remember that one, Florida A&M? Ken Pump had him losing by one. We were getting a 4.5. We said, hey, that's value right there. Florida A&M came through bigly. Central Arkansas on the money line. Nova, fade the trendy dog. Everyone's saying Nova struggling. Creighton is a good team. Grab the points all day. You got to grab the points with Creighton. But guess what? Nova rolls. Big one there. Oregon to the over. UNLV over late. And, of course, my favorite, sneaky favorite play of the night. How about a Ken Pump sound the alarm? Woo, woo. For my girl, Maureen Chase on Abilene Christian. Unreal on Abilene Christian. If you guys saw that game, we were talking, hey, they were a pick 'em or a plus one. But Ken Pom had them winning by three. And wouldn't you know it, Abilene Christian at the buzzer tip in there to win the game. So I had 10-6 from the plays we talked about on the pod last night, guys. And I am loving college hoops. We're seeing the board very clearly. Again, things are going well. That's fantastic. Don't get cocky. Don't get arrogant. Don't double down, triple down. We're going to get into these days where we have 30, 40, so many games to choose from. So we're doing great, but you don't want to get loosey-goosey with the model and say, man, I'm hot, so I'm gonna push this. I don't really love it, but I'm feeling good, so I'll take a shot. No, always fearless but disciplined. That is always the key. But seriously, I'm loving the board today. We got 40 games to get down on. And of course, the newsletter, VEASAN.com/newsletter, because depending on what you did with the early game here at 11 a.m., right now it's 30-23, 3 minutes, 40 seconds left. You'll laugh at this because this will be won't be posted for another hour here. But I did write about in the newsletter that you had to move toward Duquesne. Richmond was 6-5.5. There was a big injury to Richmond, so you saw that line go to 3.5. So The importance of the getting the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up to your inbox every morning. Get my market insights column, my game breakdowns, hopefully beat some closing numbers. And of course, you'll get access to the daily list of shows that day, a bunch of promos. If you live in a legal state, sign up and get odds boosts and promos and great stuff with BetMGM, PointsBet, DraftKings, Bet Rivers, all these legal books. You'll get Dave Tooley's ATS report, Steve Mackinnon, JVT, and my guy Greg Hoops Peterson, all of their stuff every single day. So VSiN.com/newsletter. But I buried the lead, guys, last night. We swept the board in the NBA. You hear me complain about the NBA all the time. It's so freaking unpredictable. But guess what? Cleveland getting points. They covered. Detroit getting points. They went outright with a bunch of COVID concerns. Guys out. Van Fleet and all those guys for Toronto. The Jazz to the over. If you took late and watched Betting Cross America and you took a little value play with the Philly 76ers in the points, that hit as well, thanks to Joel Embiid. Charlotte on the money line, a rocking chair hit. And the Lakers getting points late night. 5-0 in the NBA, man. I can't tell you the last time I went 5-0 in the NBA. I feel like it's one step forward, two steps back. But a sneaky, huge NBA night, so I'm excited to keep that going here. I'm actually a little disappointed because we have a huge NBA slate tonight, but then it's the All-Star break. So no games tomorrow. We'll be able to get down on the All-Star game. I'll tell you, take the over. I'll talk about this on Lombardi Line over the weekend, but the over trends in the All-Star game are insane. But you got to hit it immediately as it opens because usually, you know, open something crazy like, you know, 270 and it gets up to 275. But big night NBA, let's keep it rolling here. And then NHL, my Bruins, they had a good challenge to negate a goal, but blew it late there. Couldn't get that one, or the Kings, but did get Colorado. But overall, guys, I had from the plays last night, 16-8. So we're grinding hard right now, and I am loving the board for today. So without further ado, let's get after it. Want to mention real quick, sign up for the VSiN.com membership. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Get access to everything that we do. You'll get access to every PointsBet Weekly magazine. Our digital magazine comes out every week. You'll get that best bet email sent to your inbox every afternoon, usually a couple times a day. Bill Adee, my guy, my boss, does a great job curating that. You'll also get access to all the power ratings, advanced stats, analytics, everything that we offer. You'll get a discount to the VSiN.com store, get some hats, get some merch, all included there, as well as being able to stream all the programs. So you can watch me on Lombardi Line and Betting Cross America and My Guys in the Desert and Wake Up with Follow the Money. But we would love for you guys to become a member because, again, I always say this, but if you're listening to this podcast, it means you're serious about sports betting. It means you're a true grinder like me, or it means you're getting into sports betting. Maybe you just kind of discovered it recently because your state went legal, or, you know, the stigma is fading and now it's becoming a widely accepted form of investing, just like if you're doing stocks or Robinhood or whatever it may be. But whether you're a grinder or just getting into it, you want to win, you want to do well. And the key to winning at sports betting is the work that you put in and also the information that you lean on and the experience of recognizing situations and having a blueprint, which for us is, you know, contrarian, sharp action, beat the closing number and just grind long term. I want to be on the right side of a historically successful edge. But the importance there is you need good data, you need good information, and that's what we're going to provide at VSiN. And what I love about VSiN is, you know, we're not touting, we're not scamby capping. We don't guarantee anything. We don't promise anything. Because that's the name of the game of sports. There are no guarantees. But what we will do is provide all the data, information, insights that you need in order to make a smart bet. And then in the end, you decide what you want to do. So that's why I'm really proud to be a part of VSiN. Because again, I look on Twitter and it's like, anyone got a 5-star lock tonight? Anyone got a 5-team parlay? Anyone got a same game parlay? Let me ask you guys this. Why do you think all the sports books tweet about parlays? Why do you think they tweet about same-game parlays? Why do you think they post plays of this average Joe, John Smith from Laramie, Wyoming, hit a 25-team parlay, he bet a dollar and won $10 million? Why do you think they tweet that stuff? Because it's a trap. Because parlays are the penny slot of sports betting. My guy David Purdom, he tweets this like once a month. He'll have the Nevada winnings from, like, you know, poker, sports betting, craps, whatever it may be. And then he'll have penny slots. And it'll be like penny slots are the biggest money maker for the book. That's the same thing with parlays. Parlays are promoted because they make a massive amount of money, a massive edge for the house. So don't bet parlays. There's no such thing as a lock, no such thing as a guarantee, and avoid parlays. All you're going to do is help you know, casinos build towers in the desert. That's what you're going to do. Parlays are nice, but it's a psychological trap. You don't need me to go down this road. I have a whole chapter in my book on why you should avoid parlays, but that's just the importance of flat betting and grinding. But I went on a tangent there. Anyway, sign up for the VSiN.com membership. 10-day free trial. See if you like it. If you don't, you can cancel before the 10 days are up. You will not get charged. But if you do like it, you can go monthly. You can save money and get a year. $258 gets you covered. It's about $21.50 a month. And me and my girlfriend got pizza last night from Papa Gino's. We got a large pie. What else did we get? We got some breadsticks, and we got a thing of chicken tenders. It was $24. So we got a discount there. But what I'm getting at is that was the cost of the VSiN membership and a little bit more. So, again, it's worth it to lean on good data because it's going to help you become a sharper, smarter, better in the end. Of course, always get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. I'll give you a good example of why Twitter's important. One game tonight, Miami Heat and New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans opened as a 3-point favorite. They're down to 2.5 or 2. But guess what? Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler are both questionable with knee injuries or soreness or whatever. That would be a great reason to be on Twitter tonight, because if Butler and Bam Adebayo are ruled out and you can jump on that line and get the Pelicans on maybe a money line player, a -2 right before, you know, the books adjust to that injury, boom, you can take advantage of that. So that's why Twitter is so key. But of course, get on Twitter, follow local, you know, beat reporters. You can get insight. You can search different players on TweetDeck, but also you can follow VSiN Live and stay plugged into everything we do. Follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And of course, you can hit me up anytime via direct message. And you can also email me. You have a question, a comment, a concern. You love me. You hate me. You're indifferent. You think I'm a decent guy. Whatever it may be, I'd love some insight from you. I'd love to know who I'm sitting next to at the virtual bar. If you have a question about gambling philosophy, or you got booted from Five Dimes, you got to open up a new account, whatever it may be, hit me up. I'd love to help you in any way that I can, josh@beeson.com. But without any further ado, guys, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hot. And when you feel hot, you feel good, you feel confident, you just want to get right back into the arena after a good night, after a good couple days here. So, again, I always got to stress this, because if you have a terrible night or a great night, it should never change your opinion, your outlook, or your process. Whether you won 5 units or lost 5 units last night, or whether you treaded water and you were break even, you have the same approach. Sharp, contrarian. If it fits the model and we can beat the closing line, we get down. If we can't, we lay off. We pass. Flat betting, grinding. That's always, always the key. And I think, again, I always say it, but that's one of the hardest things, betting on sports every single day, is staying even keeled. And again, not chasing when you're losing, not doubling down when you're winning, just staying the course, not laying off because you're scared. You don't want to lose anymore. No, you just got to stick to the model, stick to the blueprint, stick to the disciplined bankroll management, flat betting approach. But with that being said, let's get after it, guys, because I'm pretty pumped here for a big, big day. So let's dive right in. One thing I did want to mention right now, and I wanted to mention this yesterday. I forgot to add it late, but keep an eye for neutral court unders right now. So we are getting into conference tournament play. A lot of these smaller schools are now playing their conference tournament games. So it's really, really important right now to look at some of these unders. Now, I have a system that I learned a long time ago at my first job, Sports Insights. We always played neutral court unders. And why is that important? Because neutral court unders, when you're playing on a neutral court, neither of you are on your home court, you're in a different place for a conference tournament. It's really a good edge to the under because it's an unfamiliar surrounding. You don't know the rims, you don't know the backboards, and the key is you don't know the sight lines. When you're shooting a jump shot, you know, there could be a different backdrop that kind of throws you off or makes your front rim or go wide left, wide right, or, you know, too far. So it can really benefit the under here. That's something that, you know, is a system we've played, or me and my buddies in my first job, we played it every single year, and it's pretty good historically. You also love it if it's a neutral court under and the line at least dips a little bit. That's also helpful because it lets you know some sharp action came in. So just remember that. This time of year, neutral court unders. You don't have to play every single one of them, but if you have an edge, you have a KenPom edge, maybe you have two slow-paced teams, maybe they've been trending toward unders recently, and also you have the neutral court edge, then boom. That makes you like it even more. But let's dive right in. On the topic of neutral court unders, I got one right here for you. Kennesaw State and Liberty. 2 o'clock game, neutral court under. Total open 131.5. It's down to 129.5. Again, I'm looking at the under here. What I like about this under, neutral court, line is falling. But also, KenPom has it right at 130, so not a huge edge here. But you do have a big spread. So Liberty's favored by 17.5. Get up big, take your foot off the gas. And also, Liberty is very slow, 63.3, one of the slowest teams in the country. So I know at the beginning of the year we were hammering these sub-130 take the overs, but I think that ship has sailed a little bit. And maybe we just got it when it was hot, and it's really regressed a ton. So I'm looking at Liberty to the under here, under 129.5. Keep on cruising. North Alabama and North Florida. I'm looking at North Florida on the money line here, guys. You look at this spot, add a game, extra game. The line opened at -3. It's kind of stayed the same. Some shops were 2 up to 3. Some shops touched 3.5. What I like about this one is KenPom's got North Florida winning by 2, and he's got them ranked a little bit higher, 298 versus 308. So look at North Florida to just win the damn game around -150 on the money line for North Florida. Keep on cruising. Rhodey, Rhode Island, and Dayton. Looking at grabbing the points here with Rhode Island, believe it or not. This is a play that opened at, I think it was -3. Dayton got up all the way to 4, and you've seen a ton of buyback. It's now down to 3.5. If you can find a 4, 3.5 should be available out there, but if you can find a 4, that would be even better. But grabbing the points, URI, KenPom only has them losing by 1. So this is one of those plays kind of like from yesterday where we had Florida A&M 4.5, and they were projected to lose by 1. They ended up covering that number. So I was looking at buying low on Rhodey. If you can still get a 3.5, KenPom's got them losing by 1. So let's see if we can get Rhodey to compete for us today. Monmouth and Ryder, barely newer. Anyone want to root for points here? Monmouth and Ryder. Total opened at, I want to say 150. I saw 150. That can't be right. 153 opener. I think it was more like 155. It's now up to 157.5. Looking at going over here. Believe it or not, KenPom has a 161. So if you're still getting 157.5, looks like it may even go to 158. KenPom's got a 161. And what you like about this one is Monmouth. We're really banking on Monmouth to just run, you know, run Ryder out of the gym here. But hopefully Ryder can score some points for us too. But Monmouth is the second fastest team in the country, believe it or not. 75.6 pace. We've also had some over trends to these teams. You have the over 5 of the last 5 at home for Ryder, and over 5 of the last 6 when these teams have played each other. So I'm going to cross my fingers and hope we get a game in the 80s there to get that Ryder barely newer over. St. Peter's and Quinnipiac. Looking at buying low on an under here. It's not a neutral court under, but the total did open 129.5. It's up to 132. If you can get an under 132, this is insane. KenPom has a final of 122. Like, this is absurd. You have almost a 10-point edge to the under. KenPom has St. Peter's winning 62-60. So if my math is correct, that's 122. And you do love that with St. Peter's and Quinnipiac. I think St. Peter's is the slow team. Quinnipiac's a little quicker, but you can find a 130, 1.5, 132. These are teams that ideally, you can keep it under here. 5 of the last 5 St. Peter's on the road have gone under. 4 of the last 5 of these teams head-to-head have gone under. So let's hopefully get very few points here, buying low on the Quinnipiac under 132 in that one. Keep on cruising. George Washington, first president against George Mason. Looking at a overplay here. Pretty good edge to the over. Now, this is a neutral court, so I don't love this, but this edge is so good, I think I don't want to pass it up. George Washington, George Mason, total open 133.5. It's up to 134.5. It looks like maybe go to 135. We have KenPom at a 139 here. So you're getting, not only is the market moving up, telling you there's some respected money coming in, but you're getting a KenPom edge here of, 4 points. That's pretty good to the over. And you do have, some over trends to George Mason. They've been averaging about 71 a game. Both these teams averaging around 70, giving up around 70. So if we can get this game in the 70s, that would be fantastic. And then we have our first KenPom Sound the Alarm. We have a KenPom Sound the Alarm for my girl, Maureen Chase. Guess what? I am looking at Bradley. Bradley, baby. This one's crazy. Bradley is getting 2.5. This line actually opened Southern Illinois -2. Got up to 2.5. I don't think it ever got to 3. But this is a pretty big distinction here. KenPom has Bradley winning by 5. I mean, this is like the KenPom Sound the Alarm to end Palm. To say that 5 times fast. The KenPom Sound the Alarm to end all KenPom Sound the Alarms. So I've been searching for injuries. You know, does Bradley's whole team have COVID? Do they have their star players out? I didn't see anything. I'm going to take the points with Bradley. I'm not going to outsmart myself here. I know my guy Greg Hoops Peterson, I saw he liked Bradley too, and people were asking him, like, what the hell is going on here? So if Southern Illinois rolls, would be like, okay, there's something fishy, and we saw it was fishy. But I'm going to put my trust in KenPom, sound the alarm. Hopefully we come through like Abilene Christian last night. But grabbing a 2.5, it's juiced up. You may even find a 3 if you wait. This is a 6 o'clock game. But KenPom's got him winning by 5. So grab the 2.5. He's also got Bradley ranked much higher, 135 versus 198 for Southern Illinois. And Southern Illinois is 1-4 their last 5. They've struggled here. And Bradley, let's see, they came off a win against Drake here recently, which is pretty big. But I'm grabbing the points there with Bradley. Let's go Bradley, baby. Campbell Soup and Radford. Looking at Radford on the money line. Low bet game, add a game, extra game with a line move and a KenPom edge. I'm going Radford money line. Radford open -1.5. They're up to -2. Looks like they may even go to -2.5. KenPom has Radford winning by 2 points exactly. So that's why I'm going money line -135. You look at Radford, 9-4 at home. Campbell Soup, 5-6 away. So looking at Radford there to just win the damn game with a small little edge there. Keep on cruising. OK State and Baylor. I'm going to grab OK State in the points here. This is kind of a 50-50 bet game. I think Baylor, you know, coming off that insane win and talk about a backdoor cover. They were down, forced overtime, and ended up covering the -4 against West Virginia, which if you're on Baylor, that was amazing. If you were on West Virginia, like, talk about probably the worst bad beat ever. But OK State is just they're humming right now. They've won a bunch of games in a row. They're playing great. They're getting a ton of points here. I know this sounds kind of like a square breakdown, but what I do like is OK State. KenPom's got them losing by 12, and I can get a 12 right now. And this line opened 12, and it's trending down to 11.5. Some books even open, I want to say, I saw like a 13 maybe. Some books were 11.5 up to 12, but either way, I'm looking at a line that's dropping now. If you can still find a 12, also have a system conference road dog and a conference dog off a win versus a top 5 team. 55% historically. So Cade Cunningham has not let me down much this year. I'm not going to lie to you. OK State's one of my favorite teams to bet on. You don't want to bet a team just because of that. But I think with this edge, conference road dog against a top 5 team, 55% ATS, and now the line's dropping a little bit, I'm going OK State plus 12. Michigan and Michigan State. Looking at an underplay here, guys. This total, it was 140.5. It's either stayed the same or fallen to 140. You may still see a 140.5 out there. I see a square book with a 140.5. But KenPom's got it right at 139. And we have a lot of under trends here. Michigan is 67.7 pace. They've been a little bit slower here. And if you kind of look at just, you know, recent performance of a lot of these teams, you've been seeing some unders. You have under last three for Michigan State, under last three for Michigan. Maybe we get a lower scoring game in this one. So I'm gonna go under with Michigan, Michigan State. TCU and WVU. I'm going to buy low with an over here. I don't love taking an over in a big spread game. So this is -13, West Virginia. But this total open 146. It's down to 142.5. So this would be a, again, little money to the under, but you're getting it at the worst number and all the value's gone. To me, this becomes a buy low over opportunity. So over 142.5 TCU, I like it because KenPom has a 148 here. So you're buying low off the dip. And hopefully we can get some points there, West Virginia and TCU. Vandy, looking at Vandy at Cincinnati. Looking at Vandy as a value play. Cincinnati did take in some money, open -6.5 up to -7.5. But if you're getting Vandy +7.5, KenPom's got them losing by 2. Like, this is crazy. This is another value play here. This is buying low on a team with a projected loss of way fewer points here. So again, KenPom's got Vandy losing by 2. You're getting +7.5. Vandy is actually ranked 100 by KenPom, and Cincinnati's 102. So Vandy technically is the higher ranked team. Again, crazy move here to Cincy, or at least a point move. You do have Vandy who's lost. You know, they're not playing great here. They've lost 4 of their last 5. this is crazy. I'm looking at their recent results. They're at LSU. I don't know if they were home or away, but they were +14 and they lost by 15. So hopefully they don't do that. Before that, they actually had an outright win as a 10-point dog. They've been like double-digit dogs in a lot of these games, and they have been covering a few of them. So I am going Vandy here, plus 7.5. Again, KenPom's got them losing by 2. To me, that's some value. We have our second KenPom. Sound the alarm. We have Florida A&M. This is another big boy. Big boy, big girl. KenPom, sound the alarm. Florida A&M is getting 3.5 points. They open plus 3.5. Hopefully the pod gets out quick because it looks like it may go down to 3. But if you can still find the hook, 3.5, KenPom has Florida A&M winning by 1 point. So you're getting 3.5. KenPom's got him winning the damn game. He's got him ranked much higher, 274 versus 317 for NC Central. And I also like the way these teams are trending. If you look at kind of recent performance, Florida A&M has won 3 of their last 4. NC Central has lost 5 in a row. So kind of a fishy line there, but I got a big KenPom edge. So we got Bradley and we got Florida A&M for a little sound the alarm action there. Keep on cruising. Jacksonville State. Jack State here. Looking at Jacksonville State. Let me find this game against Murray State. Looking at buying low on Jacksonville State. This is another value play. Murray State open minus 1.5. They're up to minus 3. So this line is going to Murray State. But KenPom's got Jackson State losing by 1. These teams are dead even. They're 157, 158 in the country. So if you got a team losing by 1 and you're getting a 3, a little bit of value there. Again, hopefully we can take advantage of that. Like that Florida A&M from yesterday. And I just realized Florida A&M, we're taking them back-to-back. I love it. Cash yesterday, hopefully they do it again. But you do have Jacksonville State, 1-4-5. Murray State's lost 3-4. So trending in the right direction here, Jacksonville State, to grab the points there. Plus 3, KenPom losing by 1. Let's see. Keep on cruising. Arizona State and Colorado. I was looking at Arizona State, grabbing the points here, guys. Arizona State is on the road. Everyone is betting Colorado, but I wrote about this in the newsletter. Open minus 11 Colorado. It's down to 10.5. I even see it down to a 10. So this would be an unranked road conference dog versus a ranked opponent. So that's a kind of just a buy low grinder opportunity there. And then also you do have Arizona State 1-3 in a row. So playing decent here. I think KenPom, I want to say, had it as a 12-point game, so not a massive edge overall. But if you're looking at a road conference dog with some reverse line movement, Sun Devils. Texas, I am bigly on the Texas Longhorns here. Looking at Texas in a big game, 9 o'clock, very heavily bet spot. This line opened minus 2, Oklahoma, and the line has stayed at 2. It's kind of even betting here, but it looks like it actually may be trending down to 1.5. KenPom has Texas losing by 1. And you're getting a 2. You would be road conference dog. And then also KenPom's got Texas ranked 26th and Oklahoma 31. So I'm going to grab the points there with the Longhorns. Projected to lose by 1. I'm getting a 2. I'll grab the points. ECU and Central Florida. Looking at Central Florida on the money line, they opened minus 2.5. They actually got up to all the way to 4. They're now came back down a little bit. They're 2.5 or pretty much 3 across the board. But UCF. KenPom's got him winning by 1, so this is a money line play for me, minus 150, ranked much higher, 95 versus 137 for East Carolina. And what I like about about betting against East Carolina is they're going through a COVID layoff. They haven't played since February 8th, so they've got. We know these teams coming off these layoffs can sometimes be sluggish and out of sorts here. And also trending, Central Florida's won 3 in a row in 4 of their last 5. ECU hasn't played in a month, and right before that COVID layoff, they had lost 4 of their last 5. So I'm looking at Central Florida to win the damn game. Southern Utah, a couple late-night ones here. Looking at Southern Utah on the money line. They opened at minus 1.5. They're up to minus 2. Some shops, I even saw a pick that went was a pick'em game up to minus 2. But all movement has been towards Southern Utah, and Southern Utah ranked much higher than Portland State. Southern Utah 175, Portland State 228. KenPom's got them winning by 2. That's a money line play for me. Southern Utah, minus 130. And then the last one of the night, I am buying low on Eastern Kentucky. This is a 10:30 game. This is you did see some movement come down on Austin Peay. So it opened minus 3 Eastern Kentucky. It got down to 1.5. So it's like, okay, Austin Peay is taking in some action here. But I think you're buying low at the bottom, you know, the bottom of the number here. And it looks to me like it's going back to 2, 2.5. So it's one of those weird ones where maybe early money hits it, it falls. Now it's going back the other way. So I'm looking at buying low on Eastern Kentucky on the money line, minus 125. I'd grab it now because I think it's going to go back up. KenPom's got him winning by four. He's also got him ranked 172 versus 211 for Austin Peay. Eastern Kentucky's won three in a row. Austin Peay's lost three in a row. They have a great nickname, the Austin Peay Governors. That's pretty cool. Remember the governor in The Walking Dead? What a great character he was. We got the Colonels, Eastern Kentucky, against the Governors. So the Colonels are going to take the Governors to the woodshed, hopefully. Eastern Kentucky, 21-6. So let's go EKU, minus 125 on the money line. There you have it, guys. Just ran the board with a huge, huge, huge College Hoops Day. And now we are going to take a very, very short break. But don't go anywhere, because the boys and girls are hot in the NBA. Got a big NBA night here. Got four sharp line moves to hit on. And then we're also going to turn our attention to NHL. I'll tell you right now, it's a massive NHL slate. I got a ton of system matches. It is a great night to enter the arena, to strap on the hockey pads, and bet to risk, not bet to win, with no parlays and flat betting in the NHL. So stick with us, guys, on a Thirsty Thursday on the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat sharp contrarian plays with every day in the arena, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it after our short break here. Just ran the board with College Hoops, a huge, huge, huge College Hoops day, guys. I cannot wait to be sweating all day. These are the days you love because we got games, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I mean, all day. This is as good as it gets here. But let's turn our attention to NBA because, again, guys, 5-0 in the NBA last night. That doesn't happen often. Cleveland, Detroit, Jazz over, Charlotte, Lakers. So let's see if we can continue it here and go to the All-Star break on a hot note. So, first one that I saw that caught my eye, the Raptors and Celtics over. Looking at an over opportunity here, the total opened 218.5. It's up to 219.5. I'm even seeing 220s out there. So, this line is on the rise. And you do have the Raptors. They got a bunch of guys out. Siakam, Anunoby, Van Fleet, McCaw, Malachi Flynn. Celtics should be at full strength. So, do I want to lay the -8 with the Celtics? Not really. It looks too good to be true. Again, if you want to lay the points, I get it. A lot of these guys are out for Toronto. But I've seen continued support for the Toronto over here, which on the surface, it's like these guys are out, so they won't have their offensive players. But we actually saw last night with all these guys out, 129-105 loss to Detroit, went way over here. So you do have overs three in a row for Toronto, overs 3-1 last four for Boston. You also have some pace efficiency stuff here for the Celtics, and both teams are profitable to the over, 20-15 Toronto, 19-16 for Boston. So it's looking at some points there in the Celtics game. And I like the fact that these guys are out, yet pros are still hitting the over, moving this line up. So that tells me that they got a good edge here. Maybe the Raptors are terrible at defense. Maybe that's the difference here with these guys out, where we get more scoring. The Nuggets, the Nugs, and the Pacers, looking at another overplay here. Looking at an over, this total opened 225.5. It's up to 227. I got some system matches here. Number one, you look at the Nuggets and the Pacers. I don't know if you guys knew this. We've mentioned this a lot. But both teams great to the over. I think we knew Denver was good, 22-12. But the Indiana Pacers are 21-13 to the over. Again, that's not, I don't think, top of mind, you think of the Pacers as a big over team, but they've cashed four in a row, 2-1 to the over, Denver's last three. I also like that this is kind of it's a back-to-back Pacers, and the Nuggets only had one day of rest. This matches a system for me that I like, kind of the tired over, where if you're back-to-back or we only have one day's rest, the over is 61% this year. It's also an over-close spread, so total or a spread five or less. Maybe get overtime, maybe it's back and forth. The over is 16-8 this year, 67%, and both these teams are good to the over. So rooting for points in Boston, rooting for points with the Pacers and the Nuggets. This one caught my eye, the Grizzlies. Grizzlies look pretty sharp to me. I'm looking at grabbing the plus six with the Memphis Grizzlies. This line open, Bucks minus six on the road. Everyone's betting the Bucks, but the line has not moved at all. You would think this line goes to minus 6.5, minus 7. The fact that it hasn't tells me you have some liability here. You know, the books don't want to hand out 6.5 with the hook to Memphis bettors here. So looking at grabbing the 6, I think this may go to 5.5, so may want to jump on it sooner rather than later. But you do have Bucks coming off a blowout loss to Denver, and Grizzlies playing well. They've won three of their last four, and they're a home dog getting 5 or more. So I got a little bit of value there as well. Last one of the night. Sacramento and Portland. I'm rooting for a lot of points here. And I will say yesterday, I don't know what the final tally was, but at one point, overs were 6-1. I think they may have gone 8-2, 7-3, but overs are killing it here right now in the NBA. You got to be careful, because I think odds makers are going to, you know, these are public overs. Public loves overs. Root for points. Watch a high-scoring game. It's much more fun than sweating an under, obviously. But if they keep going, they may get inflated here, but I think, you know, before the break, this may be the one last night to take advantage of this. We'll reassess it after the break. But Sacramento over. This total opened 236. It's kind of stayed the same. I've seen some 236.5s out there, but I have a system that I really like here. The one that I just mentioned, the tired over, 230 or more. This is when you actually look at both teams that are on the either back-to-back or the one I just mentioned, pretty much. Back-to-back or only one day off. And you also add it to when it's 230 or higher. It's 62% this year. And 230 or higher in general, 55%. Back-to-back overs, 57%. And then also the Kings and the Blazers. Just looking at their record so far this year. Sacramento's a big over team, 24-11. Portland's slightly profitable, 18-16. But room for points here. We do have four of the last five with the Kings going over. So let's get points again over Boston, over Denver, over Sacramento, and a little Grizz plus six. And now to the granddaddy of them all, a big NHL night. I'll tell you right now, guys, I saw a ton of value on this board. So we're going to run through a few. There's 10 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 games that caught my eye. Again, looking for a bounce back here because I mentioned a bunch of others that hit yesterday on the Betting Cross America. Hopefully you tuned in. We're talking about Toronto late once Austin Matthews and Anderson were in. And then there was one other one. I forgot which one it was. But, you know, again, we want to keep it going here in the NHL. 4-0 night, 1-2 yesterday. Let's see if we can get a big one here. But I will mention, so many, you know, I just see so much value in the NHL. But bet Tris, not bet to win. Again, limit your plays. You don't have to bet them all, but I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit of a volume better in the NHL tonight. Let me just tell you that. But first one, look at the Philadelphia Flyers.
The Flyers opened, they're on minus 120. They're up to around minus 125. This line is rising to Philly. Looks like it might go to minus 130. I like that. This is a favorite off a loss. So when Crosby was out, the Penguins still won, which was surprising. But favs off a loss, 69% this year. Favorite off a loss, opponent off a win, 66%. And a favorite off a loss, and the team made the playoffs last year, 70%. And a fade versus a tired team, 71%. These are all matches for Philly. So line's moving toward Philly. And this is also the fourth game in 6 days for Pittsburgh. They may be tired here, and they still have no Crosby. So I'm looking at Philly. Carolina, make sure you bet Tris, not bet to win. This is a minus 300. You're risking one unit, trying to get a third of a unit back. You could go puck line here, minus 1.5, minus 115. That might be a little more appetizing. But Carolina matches to me, 290 up to 300. Faves 200 or more, 71%. Home faves minus 170 or more, 74%. You also have a home favorite versus a tired team, 75%. So looking at Carolina. Montreal, I like Montreal in this spot. They open around minus 150. They're up, going up to around minus 160. But Montreal, home fave, minus 150 or more, 73%. Fave versus a tired team, 71%. You have Winnipeg playing their fourth game in 6 days. This has been a good spot. A rested team versus a team playing their fourth game in 6 days, especially if they're the favorite with some line movement. So looking at Montreal. Going back to the well with the Isles open around minus 180, they're up to around minus 190. To me, Buffalo is a team that is going to be good to bet against, knock on wood, hopefully down the stretch. But home fave minus 170 or more, fave versus a tired team. It's a good spot for the Isles. Also looking at the Rangers. Rangers open almost like a pick 'em or plus money. It's kind of crazy. They are now up to minus 115. So I'm getting down on the Rangers here. I like that they are one day of rest, and you do have the Devils a little tired here. I'm trying to see these numbers, but yeah, in the last, let's see, 25, I think it's their fourth and six, something like that. But I was looking at the Rangers here as a bet against the Devils, especially if you can hopefully maybe get the backup goalie in there. Keep cruising. Florida. Florida on the road, open minus 130, up to going up to around minus 140. They're playing Nashville. But this is also a rest versus tired. You have Nashville, fourth game in 6 days. If you're going to bet NHL tonight, look at the rest versus tired. That's a common theme tonight. Look to bet against these teams that are fourth game in 6 days. Same thing with Nashville. But Florida, fave off a loss. Road fave with a line move. Both off loss take the favorite 80% this year. So looking at Florida, keep on cruising. Last one of the night. I'm going to go with Toronto again. Toronto's insane right now. I don't know what is going on with them, but they are playing with ridiculous confidence and just playing insane here. And I'm not going to bet against them again. They're on the road at Vancouver, open minus 150. They're up to minus 160. This would be a non-division visiting favorite off a win. I know divisions are different this year, but at 63% this year, and a non-division road favorite in general, 66%. So Toronto is just absurd, and they I think they got Austin Matthews back now. So, again, a lot of games there. Philly, Carolina, Montreal, Isles, Rangers, Florida, Toronto. Let's see if we can get a bunch of them. But I'm excited, guys, because it is a massive, massive night across college hoops, NBA, NHL, and I cannot wait to sweat all of these games with you today. Well, that being said, if you are enjoying the Market Insights podcast, if you're making smarter bets, if you feel more confident, you know, looking at the board each day and identifying sharp moves and beating the closing line and you're feeling better getting down, on a daily basis and maybe you had a good night last night, which I know you did, sweeping the board in the NBA and killing it in college hoops. Maybe you got a couple extra bucks in your pocket. I kindly ask you one thing. You know that Bernie Sanders meme? I'm once again asking you, I feel like that every time, but I'm once again asking you that if you are doing well, you enjoy the pod has helped you, and you want to make me happy, and also you want to make yourself happy by getting sharper and getting more tips and strategies and learning more contrarian systems, there's one thing you can do. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, pick up a copy, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It would mean a lot to me if you wanted to pick up a copy. Let me know that you appreciate the work I do. And also tons more tips. So, you know, just little things, different sports. Maybe you'll learn a few things, hopefully. But, of course, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, at Twin River in Rhode Island, at the Brook in New Hampshire at the beautiful Stadium Swim, where we got to make sure we get Mike Palm to get us a cabana, some sharp contrarian plays with Daniel Alvari and Patrick Maher and the whole crew. Or at the beautiful South Point, where the true grinders get down, the lowest juice, the best numbers, where Billy Walters sends his number runners. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a clean sweep in the NBA. You are going to show me a beautiful UConn money line, a Syracuse hit, a St. Johnny Boys, or how about an Abilene Christian getting one pick'em when KenPom's got him by three and they win at the buzzer. How beautiful is that? Whatever it may be, guys, you'll flash me that Abilene Christian ticket or Central Arkansas on the money line. Or how about Nova? When everyone junk at the bar says Nova's struggling, you got to take Creighton in the points. No, fade the trendy dog. Nova came through for the team. But flash me one of those winners. Guess what? First beer's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to grab a steak. I'm going to get a baked potato with it. We're going to post up at the book, find some lazy boy chairs, and we're going to get down and sweat these games all night. But thank you, as always, for making the Market Insights podcast part of your daily routine, betting on sports. And of course, guys, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? No, but it's going to win the majority of the time. We're trying to make 100 bets, trying to win 55 of them. And of course, have multiple outs. Don't just bet at your one sports book. Shop around, get better prices, get better numbers on hockey. One team, one book might be minus 150 and others minus 147. Over the long run, saving yourself a couple cents each play, especially getting hooks and better numbers with totals and juice prices, can make a massive difference here, guys. But have a fantastic Thursday, Thirsty Thursday. I will see you on Lombardi Line in a bit, and keep grinding, guys. It is a great time of year to be betting on sports. March Madness almost upon us here. But good luck, and I will see you at the window.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.